Okay, Dov, good morning, Erev Shabbat Shalom. We're continuing today's Daf is Daf Samechei. We left off at the bottom of, at the Gemara on Samech Tal Amud Bet 64b. Today's class will be for the Refu'ah Shalema Valachanim, Vichlalam, Chemda, Barach, Vachadushan, Elamei, Chanukah, Merivka, Sarabon Manir, Shalomo, Mitzara, David, Merachan, Yafa, Bad, Merivka, Bad, Achav, Merivka, Bad, Aser, Shalomo, Merisar, Fram, Elam, Shalom, Merachana, Yafa, Bad, Miriam, Yehuda, Menefa, Chayasar, Rutschfan, Rukha, Bachana, Simchad, Ben, Merachka, Miriam, Ben, Ahudis, Ben, Aram, Chana, Lena, Bat, Naum, Merachas, Sabat, Amar, Sabat, Chana, Gibra, Gita, Bad, Barachah, Tan, Ben, Aser, Rutschap, Merli, Yakov, Tamar, Makali, Shalom, Netar, Yom, Merifa, Yosef, Ben, Rosh, Ben, Shalom, Penina, Yosef, Ben, Yafa, Daniel, Medina, Simcha ben Ephraim ben Amar, Gidabad Akubar, Shabakadunuk, Lidu, Alina, Vergad ben Miriam, Kavar Yishu ben Echam, Echanam, Akubad Esar, Shum ben Shamsi, Merham David, Arre, Ben Ifka, Elian, Shara, Bat Shoshana, Lavdil, Ben Ishman, David, Ben Eliyahu, Ben Yamin, Ben Yitzhak, Lidu, Dina, Bat Ephraim, Shimon, Ben Mishal, Rina, Makabadan, Boaz, Ben Abraham, Dina, Bat Aron, Tamar, Bar Chabad, Abraham, Moshe, Ben Rufayin, Chad, Mishan, Bat Yishaya, Kohen, Yosef, Chaim, Ben Moshe, Lavdil, Arayon, Deborah, Bat Miriam. Okay, we're on 64b at the Gemara in the middle of the page. We went over our Mishnah. The Mishnah, just to recap, was talking about if a person is supporting his wife al yedei shalish by a third party. We explained all the minimums that he has to give her at the very least. So now the Gemara is going to try to find out who is the author of our Mishnah. So mani matnitin, who is the author of this Mishnah? Lo Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka velo Rabbi Shimon. It's not the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka, and it's not the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. So let's see what they're referring to. Ditnan, as Mishnah is taught, is Mishnah in Masechet Eruvin. Mishnah says, this is referring to Eruv Techumin. We know that a person, on Shabbat, every Shabbat, a person has ability to walk 2,000 amot beyond his city borders. Right? This is Techum. Now, if a person wants, he can take, let's say, an item of food, and we're going to talk about how much you need to place, but he can place this item of food in a specific, designated in a specific spot, and he can go and reside somewhere else, and he can use that item of food as his Eruv Techumin that will extend his 2,000 Amot. Meaning, so let's say for example, I want to go from here, 4,000 Amot west, so I take that food before Shabbat, I put it 2,000 Amot west, and now on Shabbat I have, that's really my where my Eruv is, so I have 2,000 Amot from there in every direction. So I can go 2,000 Amot from that spot where I place the food to the west. So that's what we're referring to. So he says, Vekama shi'uro, how much does a person have to place? Mazon shtei se'udot, two meals, the amount of two meals, lekol echad ve'echad, for each person. Mezono lechol, and it's referring to one's meals during the week. Velo le Shabbat, and not his meals for Shabbat. Divrei Rabbi Meir. These are the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says le Shabbat velo lechol. He says no, for Shabbat meal and not for your weekday meal. Veze mitkavnin lahakel, and both of them are actually intending to try to be lenient, not strict. What does that mean? Rabbi Meir used to eat bread on Shabbat more than he would during the week. So he was saying, let's count it for your during the week meal, so that it's less. And Rabbi Yehuda would eat more during the week than he would on Shabbat. So he was saying, let's count it for your Shabbat meal and not for the week. Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka, Rabbi Yochanan says, Kikar halakuach vepundion marba'as se'in lesela. He says, he would take, it's a kikar, it's a loaf that is bought with a pundion. If you looked in the chat, he put a whole chart over there explaining how much it is. Okay, so good morning. And he says, Me'arba se'in le'sela. Whenever four se'ah of wheat is bought with a sela, it is one loaf that is bought with a pundion. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka. Rabbi Shimon says, which in simple terms, I mean, we can go to the Rashi, we could spend an extra hour, but in simple terms, it's one half, his opinion is one half of a kav. One half of a measurement of a kav, we need that measurement of a kav to understand, is considered this two se'udot, this two meals. Okay? Rabbi Shimon says, shtei yadot lekikar, mishalosh kikarot lekav. It's two thirds of a loaf, and each, and there are three loaves in a kav. So he's saying it's two thirds of one loaf, which three loaves are a kav. So his opinion is really, if you take two thirds of three holes, so it's really three. There's nine parts, and he's taking two out of the nine. So it's taking two out of nine kavs. That's what his measurement is. So it's Rabbi Yochanan says one half of a kav, and Rabbi Shimon says two out of nine kavs. This would be the difference in their opinions. Okay. Now the Gemara explains just a couple of laws as well. While we're on the topic, the Gemara, the Mishnah says, sorry, the Gemara says, chetzia le beit hamenuga. Half of that measurement is for beit hamenuga. If somebody goes in to a house that has tzara'at, when does he receive impurity? That is the amount of time it would take to eat half of that measurement, half of that amount of bread. Vechatzi chetzia, and one fourth lifsol et agivya, to make a person pasul to be allowed to eat teruma. So once a person has one fourth of that in tameh food, he would be now pasul to be able to eat teruma. Vechatzi chatzi chetzia, and one eighth of that lekabel tumat ochalin, to receive impurity from foods, that would be from even what eating one eighth of that amount of bread. So now we'll go back to our point. Who is the author of our Mishnah? Money. Right? In our Mishnah, what did we say? The man has to give minimum two measurements of a kav to the woman of wheat. That was what we said. So who is the author over here? So money, who is the author? Ir Yochanan Beroka, if it's opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, Tmane Havyan, it's eight kav, right? What did Rabbi Yochanan say? If you remember, Rabbi Yochanan said, you have the two se'udot that we're referring to, that each woman would be given each day, would be half a kav. So if you take for 7 days, if you take his measurement of half a kav and you multiply it by, let's see how Rashi gets the measurement. Here, it's towards the bottom of the page. Tmanes se'udot avyan. Kabaim chitim dematnitin, the two kav in the Mishnah, ve'arba esir se'udot, hitzrichan le'shabbat, and the 14 meals she needs for the week. Meaning, she has the two kav of wheat, plus the 14 meals, so 2 plus 14 is 16, and then you have, his opinion is the two se'udot is considered half a kav, so if you multiply that one half by two, so you multiply the 16 by a half, you get 8. So he has 8 se'udot. So he only arrives at 8, right? We need to arrive somewhere at 14, right? So he says, "Ve'ir Rabbi Shimon." And if you're following the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, "Tmanesari havyan." It would be 18, right? He said there are 9 seudot in every kav. So every 2 kavs would be 18 seudot. Every 2 kavs would be 18 meals. So how do you find the opinion who says 14? We need to get to the number 14. So the Gemara says, "La'olam." Really, the answer is Rabbi Yochanan ben Beroka. It's following the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Ukda'amar Rav Chista, and like Rav Chista said, "Tsem hen shlish lachen vani." It takes out a third for the store owner's profit. So take that third and add it back on. Hachanami, aiti tiltash shadei alayu. Take a third of that 8 seudot and add it back on. So it's not 8. It's not a third of 8. Right? A third of 8 would be 2 and 2/3, right? But if you take the full measurement, had it been 12, right, 4, 8, 12, it would be 3 parts, and you take 1/3 of that and you add it back onto that, so you would get to the number 12, right? It's really half of 8. This is how the Rashi goes through, but it's really half of 8. But if you take the measurement based on the number 12, which is what they're trying to reach to, so 1/3 of 12 would be 4. You add the 4 onto the 8, so we're done. Now you get to the number 12. But when it says, that still doesn't answer our question. We're looking for the opinion who says 14 meals. So where do you get that opinion? So, akati tarte sare havyan, that's still 12. So, ochelet imo lele shabbat. Ah, she eats with him on Friday night. So the Gemara says, hanicha lamanda amar achila mamash. That's following the opinion who says she's really eating. El lamanda amar achila tashmish. But the one who says it's relations, ma'ika lamemar. What do you say there? So, ve'od, and not only that, tle sare havyan, that's only 13. You're not good at math. It's 13, not 14. When it says Ela k'de Amar Rav Chista, like Rav Chista said, "Tzemehen mechetsa lachenvani." Half of the profits go to the store owner. Hachinami atya palga v'shade alayu. So take half of what that 12 amount seudot that we would have reached had we done the full. It would have been 12. Take half of that. You take 6, add it on to the 8. 6 plus 8. Now you get 14. So this is what he says. He says, "Add on the half." But now we have a contradiction in the opinion of Rav Chista. One time he said add a third. Now he says add a half. So which one is it? So, kashya de Rav Chista, de Rav Chista. So the Gemara says, la kashya, it's not difficult. Ha be'atra di yavit sivi, ha be'atra de lo yavit sivi. It depends on if the place, the custom is to give to the person making the bread, you give him wood to bake, to make the fire with, or you don't give him. If you give him wood, then he'll take less of a profit, right? He'll only take 1/3. But if you don't give him wood, then he's going to take 1/2. So that would be the difference in Rav Chista's opinion. So the Gemara says, "Ihachi shitzarei havyan." If that's the case, and now we got to the opinion that that Rabbi Yochanan's actual opinion is we had a half, and we said that the chinvani, the store owner, took a half off, so for his profit. So now if you add that half back on, one half times one half, you get 1/4. So now his opinion is really every two seudot is 1/4 of a kav. So that means you have eight seudot in every kav. So now if you have two kavs, you have 16 seudot. Right? If eight seudot are in one kav, you have 16 seudot in two kavs, which is what our Mishnah is talking about. It's not 14. So the Gemara now asks on his opinion, Yachi shitzare havyan, that's 16, not 14. So, Keman, who is the author? Rabbi Chidka. He's following the opinion of Rabbi Chidka. Damar arba seudot chayav adam la'echol b'shabbat. Oh, he's asking. Is it Rabbi Chidka? Is he following the opinion of Rabbi Chidka? Damar arba seudot chayav adam la'echol b'shabbat. That what? A person has to have four meals on Shabbat. Is a machlok in a masechet Shabbat. If a person has to have three or four meals on Shabbat, Rabbi Chidka says four. So, is he following the opinion of Rabbi Chidka? That really you have two every day. That's 12. Right, so 6, 12, and then you have additional 4 on Shabbat, so you get to the 16. So what, is he following the opinion of Rabbi Chidka? No, the Gemara says, Afilu teima Rabbanan, even if you want to say the opinion of Rabbanan, that it's really 3 on Shabbat, so dal chada le'arche uparche, there's 16 meals, you have 2 every day, that's 12, 3 on Shabbat, that's 15, and you have one extra one for the guests, the people that come and sleep over, or the people come and stop by at your house, so you have, make sure you have one for them. So Gemara says, "Hashta da ati la'achi." Now that you came to this type of answer, afilu tema Rabbi Shimon. Even if you want to say following the opinion of Rabbi Shimon that he said 18 seudot, how do you make 18 seudot work in a week? Le Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, dal tlat le'orcher parche. According to Rabbanan, take 3 off and give it to. Meaning Rabbanan was the opinion that said you have 3 meals on Shabbat. So if 12 plus it's 2 every day, it's 12. 3 on Shabbat, it's 15. You left with 3. You give 3 le'orcher parche. You give 3 to the guests. There will be a chidka, according to Rabbi Chidka, who says you have 4 on Shabbat, dal tarte le'orche uparche. And really, his opinion would be that you have 16 meals throughout the whole week, 2 every day, it's 12, 4 on Shabbat, that's 16, you're still left with 2 extra ones. So he says, take 2 and give it to the guests. So now you can give any answer following any opinion, and it's pretty much the end of the difficult part of the daf, trying to figure out who the author of the Mishnah is. The Mishnah could be anyone. We could just make it fit in the words, and then you just give the leftover to the guests. That's how it
means. Chidka gets 4 meals,
No, he understands there's 4 meals on Shabbat. It's all Masachet Shabbat. Whenever we go back after the Seal Mashas, we'll be able to get back around there. Okay, now the Gemara comes and says, Amar Rabbi Yosei, lo pasak se'orin el Rabbi Yishmael. Right? We said that barley was only given by Rabbi Yishmael, who was next to Edom. So the Gemara says, Ela be'edom hu de'ochlin se'orin. V'kulei alma lo achlei. What, only in Edom they eat barley, nowhere else? Well, what did the Mishnah mean? So Achi Kamar, this is what was meant to say, Lo pasak se'orin kiflayim bechitin ela Rabbi Yishmael. That the barley being valued 2 times, giving 2 times as much as wheat, was only from Rabbi Yishmael, Shaya Samuch le'edom, who was close to Edom, se'orin edomiyot ra'oten. Because the Edom barley was very bad. It was not so good, so they give double instead of wheat. Right? If you're going to give barley instead of wheat, from Edom you would give double. Okay, v'noten la chatzi kav kitnit, you give half a kav of kitnit. So the Gemara says v'ilu yain lo ketane, but we don't give her a stipend of wine. So what do you see from that? Now the Gemara is going to go on pretty much half a page of not giving the woman wine. Misael Rabbi Elazar, this helps the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Damar Rabbi Elazar, flipping the amud, in poskin yenod la'isha, we don't give a stipend to the woman of wine. V'im tomar, and if you even want to come and say, write the pasuk in Hosea. Elcha achare me'avai notene lachmi umemai samri upishti shamni v'shikuyai. That he says, I will go after my paramours, those who give my bread, they give my food, they give my water, my wool, my clothing, right? My oil and shikuyai. What's shikuyai? My drinks. So it sounds like what they do drink, women. The Gemara says, no, dvarim sha'isha mishtokeket alehen. That's things that a woman yearns for. What is that? Umayninu? Tachshitin. Ornaments. Jewelry, beautiful ornaments. That's what the women yearn for, not wine. The Rashi Rabbi Yehuda, Ishkvar Nevira, V'amrila, some say it was Ishkvar Nafur Chayil. Minayin she'ein poskin yenod la'isha. How do we know we don't give a stipend of wine to the woman? So the Gemara says, Shneimar, Zvat Chana, V'atakom Chana, Achare Achla, B'shilo, and after she ate in Shilo, V'achare Shato, and after Elkanah, Razman, after he drank, doesn't say she drank, Shato, V'lo Shatat, He drank, not she drank. So you see that we don't give the woman to drink. What, only she ate and he didn't eat? Hachinami, what, you're also going to say only that she ate? That's not the case. Obviously he ate also. Anan midishanan krami dibureka amina. We're trying to say that since the pasuk changed its topic, it was talking about the woman eating, then it changed to talk about the man drinking, it must be michti. So look at this. Bigavaka asik, we were talking about her. Ve'ate. Why did it change its lashon and it started talking about him? Shmamina must come to the just shato velo shatat, that she drank and not he drank. That we only give her, only give him. He drank and not her. Meitive, we have a contradiction. Regila not ninla. If she is used to drinking, she has a nice tolerance. We give her to drink. So why don't you give her to drink? So the Gemara says regila shane. Someone who has a high tolerance and they're used to drinking, you can give it to her. That's different. The Amar of Chinana, Kabar Kahana Amar Shemuel. Regila, not nina kos echad. If she's used to drinking, we give her one cup. She'ena regila, if she's not used to drinking, not nina shne kosad, we give her two cups. Ooh, she's not used to drinking, we give her more. Make her think. The guy says, Maika Amar, what are you saying? What does that mean? Amar Abaye, this is what he meant to say. Hachika Amar. Regila bifne ba'ala, if she's used to drinking in front of her husband, shne kosad, two cups, we give her two cups. Shelo bifne ba'ala, if she's not in front of her husband, we only give her one cup then. Right? Because she is used to drinking, she's just not in front of her husband, we don't want her to go crazy. If she's only used to drinking one cup in front of her husband, if she's not with her husband, then we don't give her anything. Right? So she has a higher tolerance, and when she's with her husband, then we give her a little bit when she's not. When she has a low tolerance with her husband, then we don't give her anything. And if you want to say regila notnina litzikei kedera, that maybe what it means to say is not to drink. We give her wine when she's used to using it for her dishes, for cooking, for putting in the food. There was a story of the daughter-in-law of Nachdimon ben Gurion. Who was Nachdimon ben Gurion? He was a very, very wealthy man in Yerushalayim in the time of the second Beit HaMikdash. Right? In time of the destruction of the second Beit HaMikdash, sorry. And who was he in the time with, if you remember? Ben Kalba Savua. And also, anyone remember? We're going to learn this from Masechet Gittin. Ben Tzitzit HaKesed. These are nicknames that they gave them. Ben Kalba Savua, we learned about. Rabbi Akivaz was his shepherd, right? Them three were the wealthiest men in Yerushalayim. And the Gemara in Gittin actually says that they could have provided food for the whole, for all of Yerushalayim, for 21 years. They could have provided for 21 years. That's how wealthy they were. But anyhow, the daughter-in-law of Nachdimon, she paskula chachamim satayim yain letzikei kedera. The chachamim gave her two se'ah of wine for her cooking. Me'er Shabbat le'er Shabbat. Every Er Shabbat. That's a lot of wine. And Amra lehen, and she said to them, kach tifsekul levinotechen. This is what you should give to your daughters. Meaning, she thought it was stingy. She thought it wasn't enough. It was a lot of wine. They were being very generous. But she thought it was stingy, and she said that. So what did they say? They could have answered, Amen, but Tana, Shomeret Yavam Haita. She was a woman who her husband died, and she was waiting for the Yavam, the brother-in-law. Velo anu acharei Amen. They didn't want to answer Amen after her, so, because they didn't want their daughters to become like her. Similarly, that's what the Maharal, I think he explains. Okay? Tana, it's taught. Kos echad yafeh le'isha. One cup is good for a woman. Shnaim nivulhu. Two is no good. Shlosha tova'at bapeh. Three, she starts asking for relations. Four, afilu chamor tovat bashuk ve'inam makpedet. She'll even ask it. She'll even go with the chamor, the donkey, and she won't be strict on herself. Amar Rava, lo shanu ela she'in bala ima. That's only when the husband is not with her. Aval bala ima, but if the husband is with her, late lanba, it's not a problem to give one or two cups, but not three or four, obviously. Because we don't want her to publicly be asking. V'ach, but the Gemara says, v'achana de ba'ala ima havai. Chana, her husband was with her, and she didn't drink. So the Gemara says, achsanai shane. A guest is different. The Amar of Huna, minayin la'achsanai sh'asur v'atashmisha. How do you know somebody's a guest in someone's house? Cannot have relations on the bed. Sh'neimar v'yashkimu b'boker. They got up in the morning, v'yishtachavu lifnei Adonai, and they bowed to Hashem, v'yashuv v'yavo el beitam. They came home, haramata, v'yeda el kana et chana ishto. He knew Chana, his wife, once they got home. V'yizkare Adonai, and Hashem remembered her. Hashta im. Now he slept with her. Nad me'yikara lo, but not at first when they were a guest. So the whole idea over there is that you don't want to, it's a little bit degrading, they see, now the bed is dirty and stuff like that, but obviously if they're going to clean the sheets, then there wouldn't be a problem. But yeah, this is what the Gemara is teaching us. Now a few stories of the wives of big Talmidei Chachamim. Choma, Devitu da Abaye, this is a very funny story. The wife of Abaye, Choma, right? Choma was a katlanit. Right? We learned this in Masachet Yevamot. That there was a machloka between Rabbi Yehuda Nasi and Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Shimon Megamliel. I think it was, let's see what says it here. Rabban Shimon Megamliel. Machloka between Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, Rabban Shimon Megamliel, Masachet Yevamot. Over there was brought down. Is there's a machloket if a chazakah is two times or a chazakah is three times? Right? That was the machloket, right?
Then the husband died.
Yeah, if the first husband dies, she remarries. Second husband dies, is she allowed to marry a third husband? Rabbi said two, you're not allowed. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said you're allowed to marry a third one. So the third one she married, Choma, two died. She married Abaye, on the opinion of Rabban Shimon Gamliel. Okay, so she married Abaye, and what happened? Abaye died as well. She became a katlanit. So she came to the Beit Din. Ata lekamei de Rava. She came in front of Rava. Amra le. She said to him, "Pesokli mezonot. Give me mezonot for my husband's estate." Pasakla. He gave to her. Pesokli chamra. Give me wine for my husband's estate. Amra le. Yadana be Nachmani de lo hava shatei chamra. I know Nachmani, who's Abaye, nickname for Abaye. He would not have drinking wine. Why was he called Nachmani? So Abaye, interestingly, both of his parents died before he was born. The husband died when he was conceived, his mother died at birth. So he was an orphan. So Rabba Bar Nachmani was his like stepfather, took over him. So there's two opinions. Some say Rabba Bar Nachmani was his uncle, was actually his uncle. So really, he was named after his grandfather, but Rabba didn't want to call his nephew by his father's name. So he didn't call him Nachmani, but that was really his name. That's one opinion. Another opinion says, no, Rabba Bar Nachmani just took over him, and because he was the son of Nachmani, they called Abaye Nachmani also. And for that reason, he didn't want to call him by his name either. But why was he called Abaye? What's Abaye? So Abaye, there's two opinions also. First opinion is, Abaye is my father. So Rabba Bar Nachmani was saying, he's like my father, he has my father's name. Number two is, no, it's basing it on a pasuk. This is, Asher Becha Yerucham Yatom. That, you know, the Hashem should have mercy on the fatherless, on the person who's fatherless, the person who's an orphan. So, right? So you're an orphan, Hashem should have mercy on you. That was his name. Asher Becha Yerucham Yatom. It's a mnemonic. Okay? Anyhow, she asked for wine. Amra Le, they said, and so they said to her that no, your husband would never drink wine. Right? So Amra Le, she said back to them, Chaye Demor, swear to you, Dehave Mashkele Veshufrize Kihai. She said, I swear to you that he would drink in this big of a goblet. She lifted out her arms, she showed him this big goblet, how long it was, like her arm. So what happened? Behade Dekame Chavyale, when she was showing him the arm, her arm became revealed. Her arm became revealed a little bit, and he looked at the arm. He went crazy. So Nafal Nehora Beit Dina. A light came down in the Beit Din, or a fire came down in the Beit Din. Kam Rava Ale Beitei. Rava got up and ran home. Tava Ale Bat Rachista. He asked his wife, "Let's have relations." So Amrale, she said to him, like, you know, what happened? Like, why did you like run home and do all this? So Bat Amrale Bat Rachista. Man Have Hayidna Beit Dina. Who is right now in the Beit Din? So Amarla, he said to her, Choma Devitu Abaye, the wife of Abaye. So what happened? Nafka Abatra, Batra of Chista, ran after her, Machtala Bekulfe Deshida, and started hitting her with, chest lock. Started hitting her. And what happened? Ad Afkala Mikule Mechoza, until she got her out of Mechoza and kicked her out of the city. So Amarla, she said to the wife of Abaye, you killed three already, you're going to come and kill a fourth. You're katlanit already, get out of here. So this was the story of the wife of Abaye. The vita of Yosef, the wife of Yosef, the son of Rava, came in front of Rav Nechemia. Amra le, pesokli mezonot, he said, give me mezonot, pasakla, he gave her from my husband's estate. Pesokli chamra, give me wine from my husband's estate, pasakla, he gave her. Amarla, he said to her, Yadana behu b'bnei mechoza deshatu chamra. I know the people of Mechoza, they would drink wine, so I'll give it to you. Devitu de Rav Yosef, the wife of Rav Yosef, Berei de Rav Menashia, Devil, the son of Rav Menashia from Devil, Atalakamid de Rav Yosef, he came in front of Rav Yosef, Amarle, Pesokli mezonai, give me my mezonot from my husband's estate, Pasakla, he gave it to her. Pesokli chamra, give me wine from his estate, Pasakla, he gave it to her. Pesokli shirae, give me clothing, like with silks. So Amarla, he said to her, Shirai Lama, why do you need silks? Amra le, she said to him, Lecha, ulechavrecha, ulechavrucha. For you, for your friends, and for your friends' friends. Meaning, so I don't become degrading in people's eyes. Rashi says, Shelo itbaze ala briot mikvodi arishon, lo befenecha, lo befenecha verecha. I don't become disgraced in your eyes and other people's eyes from my original marriage, my first marriage that I had, that I was more respected. Okay, then the Mishnah says, "V'notena mita u'mapatz." We give her a bed, we give her a mat. So the Gemara says, "Mapatz u'machzel lama la diavla." Why does he have to give her these mats? So Amar Papa be'atra de nehige de malu puria bechavle. It was a place that the custom was to fill the bed with ropes, and de mevagarla, and it was, you know, wasn't so comfortable, and it would make her age. So they would put these mats to make it a little bit more comfortable. You know, like when somebody sleeps on a bad bed, I think maybe this is the explanation. It can cause them to have back pain, cause that, and then they start to become older, even though they're younger. So you know, she had to take care of her back. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan, ain't in la karva kesef. We don't give her a pillow, a mattress. Mishum Rabbi Natan Amru. Rabbi Natan says, not in la karva kesef. We do give her a pillow and mattress. Hechidamis, what's the case? Ide orcha, if it's her custom to have a mattress, my ta'ama de Tanakama. What's the reason of Tanakama? It says no. If it's not our custom, what's the reason of Rabbi Natan who says yes? So it's his custom to sleep on this mattress and pillow, but not her custom. Tanakama held Amarla, he says to her, Ki azlina shakilna lehu. When I leave, I'm going to take my pillow and mattress with me. And when I come back, I'm going to bring it with me. Rabbi Natan says, Amra le, she says to him, Zimnin demitrame benesh mashot. Maybe you're going to come Friday, right after Shkia. You're not going to be able to bring it because it's already Shabbat. Velo matzid maiti le, you can't bring it. Vishakad lehu le didi, you're going to take my pillow and mattress. Uminagid li alaran, you're going to make me sleep on the floor. Is what her worry was. So Rabbi Natan says, for that reason, give me my pillow and mattress here. Let me have it, you have to support me. Why? Because you might come and take mine on Shabbat and make me sleep on the floor. Okay, v'noten la kippa, he gives her a head covering. Amar le Rav Papa, the Abaye. Rav Papa says to the opinion of Abaye, flipping the Amud, Hai Tana Sheliach Artelai Ureme Masanai. What? This Tana was stripped naked and would wear shoes? We said in our Mishnah that every holiday gives a new pair of shoes, but only 150 zuz worth of clothing the whole year. That's one shirt for the whole year. So what, you give her no clothing, but you give three pairs of shoes every year? What's going on here? So Amar le Tana b'makom harim ka'e. This guy was he was in a place of a mountainous region where they needed to have three pairs of shoes every year. De'lo sagia belot lata zuge misane. They needed three shoes every year. Ve'agav urche kamash malan. And he wanted to teach us something. De'nitevinu, I'm just going to give it to her. Nihale b'moed. I'll give her each pair during the holidays. She needs to get three pairs a year anyway. I can't afford to give her clothing every day, but I can give her three pairs of shoes because that's what we need where we live. So that she will have simcha during the holidays by receiving these shoes. And 50 zuz of clothing. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, 50 zuz peshite. It's not regular zuz that we always refer to, the zuz tsuri. It's 1/8 of that amount. It's much less of that zuz. So the Gemara says, Mimai, how do you know that? From the fact that it said, what is it talking about? A poor person, but an honorable person. Every honorable person, if he has wealth, he has to support his wife with wealth. And if you think it's actually 50 zuz, how does a poor person have real 50 zuz? Rather, it must be talking about the peshite, it must be talking about the 1/8 amount, and that's a very, very minimal amount that this poor person has. It's talking about 50 zuz peshite. So, we said you don't give her new clothing in the summer and old clothing in the winter. So the Gemara says, the leftover food goes to the husband. The leftover clothing goes to the woman. Why does she need the leftover clothing? So Amara Chava, Shemitkasa behen bimeni data, kedei shelot yitgane al bala. She wears the same clothing that she wore during a tehora, during her nida status, so she doesn't, you know, become disgusting on her husband. She still looks beautiful on her husband. Amara Bae, Naktinan, we hold Motar Belaot al mana li yorshav. A widow's old clothing, the leftover clothing, goes to the inheritors, the heirs of the husband. Hatam hu delot yitgane ba'ape. By the case of the woman who still has a husband, we say we don't want her to become mitgane alav. But by the case of this widow, hacha titgane v'titgane, she should become disgusting. Why? She has no one to impress. So why should we give her the clothing so that she stays more beautiful? No, give it to inheritors, give it to the heirs. Noten la ma'a kesef. We say you give one ma'a of silver. So then we said, ochelet ima. She eats with him every Erev Shabbat. May ochelet. What does it mean she eats? Rav Nachman Amar, ochelet mamash. He says she actually eats with him. Rav Ashi Amar, tashmish. She has relations with him. Tanan. We start in the Mishnah. Ochelet imo v'lelei Shabbat. So he says you eat it with him. She eats with him every Friday night. So bishlam alaman da'amar achila. If it's food, that's why it says, hainu dekatane ochelet. That's why it says she eats. But if you say it's relations, my ochelet, what does it mean? She sleeps, she eats. Lishna me'aliyah. It was trying to speak in a proper way. Kedichtiv, as the pasuk says, achala umachata pia. She eats and she wipes her mouth. Ve'amra lo pa'alti avin. She says, I didn't do anything. Someone goes and does a isur. She says, I didn't do anything wrong. It uses the word achla, right? Achala. So it says it's talking about eating, but it's really referring to relations. So also over here, it's talking about relations. Meiti ve, we have a contradiction. Rashbag omer. Ochelet belele Shabbat veShabbat. She eats with him on Friday night and on Shabbat. So bishem alaman da'amar achila. If it's food, hani dekatane veShabbat. That's why it said on Shabbat day as well. You eat alaman da'amar tashmish. But if you're talking about relations, tashmish beShabbat miika. Is one allowed to have relations during Shabbat day? Vehamar Ravuna Israel kedoshim hen. Israel is kadosh. Ve'en meshamshin mitotehem beyom. And they don't have relations during the day. So why? Because there's light. So the Gemara says, "Ha'amar Rava b'bayit afel mutar." Rava says that when the room is dark, it's mutar. So that's what they're relying on. So it could be relations as well. Then we said in our Mishnah, "V'imaitam menika," if she was breastfeeding. No, if the room is dark, la'alacha. If it's dark and there's no light coming in the room, it's mutar. Darash Rabbi Ula Rabba. Rabbi Ula the Great taught apitcha de benesia on the peta, on the entrance of the nasi. Even though they said, you don't take care of your children when they're young, meaning you're not obligated to mizanotam. But if they're very young, you do take care of them. Ad kama, until what age are you obligated? Ad ben shesh, until the age of six. Kederavasi, like the pinin ravasi. The amaravasi, katan ben shesh, a child at the age of six, yotze be'eruv imo, he goes out with the eruv techumin of his mother, meaning he's still under their support until the age of six. Mimai, how do we know that? Midiketani, since it taught in the Mishnah, hayitam menika, she was breastfeeding, pochatina mima'asei adea, we take away from her earning, her obligation earnings, umosifin la'al mezonoteh, and we add on to her mezonot that she receives. So, my ta'ama, what's the reason? Lav mishum debayle mechal behada, it's not because the child has to eat with her. Since she has the obligation to support the child also, she should receive more and she should give less. That's the explanation. The Gemara says, how do you know that? V'dilma mishum decholahi. Maybe it's because she's sick. That's why we remove some of the obligations. If that's the case, imken litnei imaita chola. It should have said, if she was sick. My imaita minika. Why did it say if she was breastfeeding? Sounds like she's not sick. The Gemara says, no, maybe v'dilma hakamash malan destam minikot cholot ninu. Generally, people who are breastfeeding are considered sick. That's what it was coming to teach us. And you can really, you can't learn how to prove from here that breastfeeding, the reason why we minimize on her earnings that she has to give and we add on to what she receives is because she has to support the child. That's not, you can't prove that from here. And Itmar, and we're taught, just the last line, Amar Bishum and Navi, Mosifin la Yain, we give her extra wine, Sha Yain Yafele Chalav, because the wine is good for her milk, for her breastfeeding. Okay? Hadran Alach Avabi, we finished the parak, we're gonna just do 1 minute recap. Okay, so we started the daf on the Amud Bet of 64b. We started talking about the first part of the daf was pretty much who is the author of our Mishnah. We went through the different opinions, we explained there could be any of the opinions, you just have to explain that you give the leftovers to the guests. That was the first part of the daf. Then we started going through all the different cases in our Mishnah, trying to explain what all the different cases were, until we got to the second part of the daf, which was, do we give the woman a stipend of wine? And we said that you should not give a woman too much wine. One cup is okay, more than that is no good. The third part of the daf was going through different stories of these wives of Tamidei Chachamim and all of these things that happened, with the wife of Abaye, wife of Rabbi Yosef. And then the fourth part of the daf was going through the different things that the husband is obligated to give her, like the bed, the mattress, the pillow, and all of that. And then we ended on the Amud Bet. The fifth part was pretty much talking about the leftovers, the leftover of the mezonot, who it goes to the husband, the leftover of the clothing, who it goes to, and who inherits after the husband's death. And so that we said that the widow does not inherit the leftover clothing, rather it would go to the orphans. Okay, Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen v'amen.